Crisp in one hand, sandwich in the other, the tickle and press of light internal kneading around her pelvis like butterflies in a sack. Seems typical that pregnancy has brought zero in the way of nausea, but has instead turbocharged Manon's appetite. She becomes aware of Harriet and Davy talking, urgent and low, on the other side of the open-plan office. Something's up. They're quickening. Manon elongates her neck, craning to hear, but her colleagues are too far away. As they pass her desk, she says, "Anything up?" "Job's coming," Harriet says, but it's clear she can't be bothered to fill Manon in.
"Ooh, who is it?"
Manon says, full mouth. They ignore her. She looks at Davy, full of himself these days, Detective Sergeant Davy Walker, promoted by the super, Gary Stanton. He might as well call Stanton Daddy. Well, he's welcome to it. Manon is in hot pursuit of the work-life balance, desk job, regular hours, house full of children. She wants to focus on whether to sign up for an organic veg box, or whether this would be taking her personal reinvention too far. You can lead a horse to uncooked beetroot. And yet, she is straining out of her seat to overhear the conversation between Harriet and Davy. "I could be special advisor at the scene. Brackets, teas," she offers. When she'd first begged Harriet for a job back in the major crime unit, determined to leave behind the misery of the Met, awful boss, crushing workload, and the cost of London living, she said she'd do anything, didn't care how boring. Cold cases. "You don't want to do cold cases," Harriet said. "There is no greater career cul-de-sac than cold cases." "I do. Seriously. Boring, dead-end redundancies where I'm at." And cold cases is where she's ended up, while her belly enlarges, now at the five-month mark, spending quite a few of her days following her sat-nav inexpertly around the fens, turn around where possible, to interview people who couldn't remember much about last week, never mind a decade ago. Telling herself, this is fine. This is what's called having it all, though most of the time it feels like having small slivers of the duller bits. Home by five, pick up some Persil non-bio. "You have reached your destination on your right." Christ, really? Harriet has marched off in a hurry.
"Davy! Oi! Davy!"
Manon hisses at him as he thumbs his mobile phone, and Davy, who used to work for her, who used to do her bidding while she shushed him, shushes her with his finger. Now he's the DS running the job while she, well, she is quite tired, to be fair.
"Just tell me what's up," she says when he's off the phone.
"Stabbing, male. In Hinchingbrook Park. Nice of him to cark it so local. Actually, he might not even be dead yet," says Davy, eyes darting with all the thoughts he's having, checklist and scene log and socko, no doubt. "Right by the forensic lab as well. We can all walk it from here. Really, couldn't be more convenient." And he's back on his mobile, heading for MCU's double doors. Her 90s house, squat in its tray of mown turf, the very image of a child's drawing complete with pitched roof and windows like eyes. Not too bright, a stoic face, happy with its lot. Around the lawn is a frill of box hedging, so low you could step over it. And what's the point in that, she wonders, remembering the burglary prevention advice she used to dole out when she was in uniform. Plant prickly bushes under windows.
"Halt! This is a shrubbery."
Her key in the plastic door, with its fake leaded lights, letting herself in and noticing that the reality is a step removed from what she'd hoped for, moving back to Huntingdon. She thought it would...